Good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and this past week we traveled down to the Alexandria Museum of Art to prepare for our Getting to Know You event on Saturday, October 5th at the museum. And while we were there, we also spoke with Catherine Paris, the executive director of the Alexandria Museum of Art, about a number of exhibits they are now showing. So, Catherine, you have a brand new exhibit here, which just opened up on September 6th, featuring a visually stunning series of works by Stephen Knapp called New Light. Can you tell us a little bit about who Stephen Knapp is and about his project called New Light?
Sure. Stephen is an artist that is from Massachusetts. He does what he calls light paintings, and he's been perfecting this process over a number of years. And it involves special glass that's treated with layers of metallic coatings that act as sort of a selective prism to separate and focus light into different frequencies of the spectrum. And he cuts and shapes and polishes the glass in his studio to make a palette that then he uses to reflect and refract light onto a surface and the surrounding space. And so each of the pieces is tailored to the actual space that it's going to be displayed in. And the colors are just so pure and magnificent. You know, when you think about the really true color comes from light, and they are just stunning. And he also, a lot of them have musical names. Right. So, it kind of goes right along with what you guys do, because he uses names like Prelude and Capriccio. So he loves listening to classical music and opera while he works.
Oh, really fascinating. Yes. Well, that would come through then, because so much of classical music is especially about the use of tonal colors to, reflect mood and ideas and, kind of a spatial setting, whether it's a great Ravel or Debussy piece trying to capture a visual space through notes, or whether it's the emotive quality of a Brahms or a Tchaikovsky. All of it is the use of the different tones of the piano and orchestra. Now, one of the things that struck me is how he gets the color. He actually has something embedded in these pieces of glass, doesn't he, that creates different visual colors and refracts lights differently.
Yeah, so it's those metal coatings that are industrially applied to the glass surface. And then, it's the angle that the light hits that reflective surface that creates what is reflected and what is refracted. And, he does talk about the relationship and his affinity for music and the relationship of form, space, and color, akin to those of melody and time signature and harmony. He likes to think of them as, in fact, symphonies of color.
Well, that's a good description. And so this is a Stephen Knapp, and the exhibit is called New Light. It's going to be going on at the museum here from September 6th through November 23rd. And definitely encourage all art lovers out there to take time and come on out and see this exhibit. Visually is stunning. And like I said, I could probably put some tunes on in my headphones and spend a couple of hours in there just kind of looking through all of the pieces. It would be a really fun afternoon.
Right. It's an interesting gallery experience, since the gallery is darkened, of course, and you're used to going in where there's light, but the actual light is the artwork. So,
well, now you have some other exhibits going on right now, including the 26th annual September competition, and that's a juried art exhibit that's presented here at the Alexandria Museum of Art. Can you tell us a little bit about this exhibit and what's going on?
Sure. It's an exhibit we do every year where we do a call to artists that we send out nationally, internationally, and out of the applicants we get, or the submissions, we get our juror, and this year it was Stuart Nakmias, whose work was in our cafe this past summer, and he's from Brooklyn, and he selected the 50 pieces, and we had over 300 entries this year, and so it was quite a job for Stephen. And out of those entries, we had 50 artworks of 40 different artists, and those artists are from all over the country and abroad, representing 15 states and 2 countries. 14 Louisiana artists. So, our juror was not a Louisiana artist, so he's not familiar with who's nearby. Right. So it's great to see so many of our local artists stand up to the competition of national artists. It's just a beautiful show, and it's all different mediums, and always brings a sort of a glimpse to our central Louisiana area of what's going on in the art world, right now, all over the country.
And, you know, speaking of Louisiana artists, you also have something going on that is more about food than it is necessarily, although food is art. For anybody who's been to fine restaurants throughout Louisiana, mm-hmm. you know food mm-hmm. is art. And that's with the George Rodrigue Foundation. Tell us a little bit about the Louisiana culinary heritage.
Sure. First of all, the George Rodrigue Foundation of the Arts, they support education and art education. And they have this annual scholarship art contest exhibition. And we are lucky enough to be on the exhibition schedule for it. And they're on display in the media room where we hold many of our lectures. And their theme this year was Louisiana's culinary heritage. And the pieces that are down there are just incredible. When you think about these are high school students from across our state doing these artworks. I know you guys were just down there a few mm-hmm, minutes ago. Yeah. And, I mean, they stand up to any of the other art in the museum and just really fine quality artwork.
And there's a new cookbook out with this, is there not?
They have created a cookbook, and they're using the images in the cookbook.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. that would be mm-hmm. great. And for those who love to cook, of course, Louisiana, you know, one of the richest culinary areas of the world. So much great culinary art has come out of Louisiana over the centuries, really, that Louisiana has been on the forefront of cooking.
Sure. And, you know, our museum, we have a culinary art series where for our fundraisers, we do farm-to-table yeah. dinners where we invite different chefs to do what they can with the local food that's available from area farms. And it's a popular event with our sponsors.
And you also have a regular farmers market, do you not?
We sponsor the second Saturday market here right. at the museum. And we do have some farmers market vendors. What we have is called the community table that we sponsor here at the museum. So people that have home gardens or small farmers that have extra produce they need to right. get rid of or want to share, they can come and participate free of charge, sort of a co-op kind of thing. We take turns sitting at the table and they price their stuff. So I encourage everybody, we do that each month.
You know, there's an old folk song, homegrown tomatoes. And let me tell you, there's nothing like a good homegrown tomato.
No, and they don't, nothing else stands up.
Yeah, exactly. So now, beyond that, we've also got the dragon boat races, and you've got a photo exhibit, do you not, from a photo contest?
We do. You know, each May for the last 3 years and continuing into the future, we sponsor the Louisiana Dragon Boat Races as one of our main fundraisers. And it's a great community event, and now the city has developed a festival, Alex River Fete, that happens in conjunction with our Louisiana Dragon Boat Races. And so on race day, we invite area photographers and, you know, of all ages to snap shots during the day and to submit them to a contest. And this year, we were lucky to have Lafayette photographer Philip Gould as the juror. So he, again, is not familiar with our local photographers. Right. So he culled through the images and selected pieces that are on display in our cafe. And he's going to be here on September 19th to give out the awards. So he selected the pieces, but on the 19th, he'll give out the first, second, third place honorable mention type awards.
So coming up in December, you've got a brand new exhibit that's going to be called Reflections, African American Life. And this is from a personal collection, is it not?
It's from the collection of Myrna Cawley Lee. And she was a costume designer and collector in Mississippi. And this group of paintings are wonderful. They're narrative subjects, and they all are sort of African-American storytelling traditions, and they're connected to the sense of place through narrative subjects and landscapes of the South, American South, 20th century. And particularly African-American life that is reflected in the paintings, the works on paper. There's also some fabric works. And some of the artists in that, artists are Radcliffe Bailey, Romare Bearden, Carol Ann Carter, Elizabeth Catlett. So you can see that it's some of those really big name, well-known, and very accomplished African-American artists from the 20th century.
And for those out there who might want to schedule like a group tour, because that's really a great way. I mean, I like to go to the museum on my own, but I've been with a number of different group tours over the years. How do folks schedule a group tour with mm-hmm. you and contact you about mm-hmm. something like that?
All they need to do is give us a call, and that's at 318-443-3458, and say that tell us that's what they're calling about. We're always glad to organize tours for 10 people or more that we want to have to do a group tour, and we can always design that to their specification, whether they're interested in a curator tour or more of a education-related tour, and we're always glad to accommodate anybody that comes in.
And one of your things that you're touting this year, you've just been reaccredited by the American Alliance of Museums.
So we certainly have.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's been a long process. It was a 3-year process. The museum was first accredited back in the 80s, and so this is our second reaccreditation, but really the first reaccreditation since we sort of reorganized and have come under the umbrella of the university. And that makes it, you know, it was a little bit challenging because of our governance structure is more complicated. And so what's involved is you have to do a very intensive self-study. Then that goes back to the commission and they review it and they send it back with more questions. And then we had a site visit from peer reviewers. And then we had another year of working on issues that they cited. And then we received news this summer that we are indeed accredited again. And we're only one of 12 museums in Louisiana. And really, one of about 28% of art museums in the South. And mm-hmm. so it's really a wonderful accomplishment. What it really means for us is that it endorses us as meeting the highest professional standards in the museum industry in relation to operations, stewardship, the public trust. This increased level of professionalism greatly improves our relationship with other museums and traveling exhibitions, assuring them that their artworks are safe when they come here to the museum and that they're properly handled and displayed. And so it enables us to bring a higher quality artwork to our community.
And it also sets off Alexandria as a great city to live in with a great museum and great people here.
It does, and appreciate your saying that, Bill. What we also want to say is that it lets our donors and sponsors know yeah. that their money is well invested, that, you know, we are doing what we say we do here, and that we are stewards of those donations.
Yeah, well, job well done, though.
Thank you, Bill.
And thanks for joining me.
I appreciate it.
That was Catherine Pears, the executive director of the Alexandria Museum of Art, who spoke with me about their current exhibits. You can find out more information about these exhibits and all the programs that are going on by going to their website at the Alexandria Museum of Art, or you can call 318-443-3458. You can also visit our website for a direct link to their website and more information about these programs. We hope you enjoy these Red River Radio Spotlights. Please help us support them by becoming a member to your radio station at 800-552-8502. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.